Let me just ask you a couple of questions. Sure. You had raised the point, and Doug Gansler wasn't on the stage tonight, but you clearly feel he failed as an attorney general, at least when it came to the health exchange.
Well, it's difficult to imagine that an attorney general wouldn't cause an investigation to occur after the state loses $250 million. I watched him in his last debate, and he's criticizing Lieutenant Governor Brown. And yet, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, why didn't you do anything, Doug Gansler? You're the attorney general. Shouldn't this have been investigated? Shouldn't your contract litigation department go after this company? You haven't done anything.
Now, I understand the contracts were reviewed by the attorney general. I mean, that's...
Well, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? They were reviewed. I imagine I wasn't there, but the legislature in Maryland, we just don't have the proper checks and balances to figure out what happened here.
What does it take for a Republican to win the attorney general's race? There hasn't been a Republican attorney general in my lifetime.
There probably hasn't been one in your father's lifetime either.
My father's
However,
lifetime either.
If ever there were a year for Republicans, it's this year. And I think people realize that it's time for a little balance in government in the state of Maryland, and the attorney general can provide that balance. And I think this is a real good year, and if ever there was a shot, it's this year for me to become the next attorney general of the state of Maryland.
Jeff Pritzker.